Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Man, this Bush's Boca Raton Bowl. I mean, we got the Pop-Tart Bowl. They're eating the Pop-Tarts afterwards. They have a giant bowl of Bush's baked beans. And they are all the players from Louisville that have just won this thing. As they award the trophy, are just they're spoon in the bowl and just sharing it together.
Oh, communal.
Communal bowl of beans.
Okay, that's crazy.
We are just,
like a bunch of cowboys on the range.
Just passing the spoons around. We are just digging in here.
All right. Let me tell you, this is maybe, tell me what you think about this. We played Baylor in the Liberty Bowl one time, and everybody had to do a skit, you know, like a little performing deal. Baylor did a deal where the first guy, they had all had toothbrushes,
okay,
oh, God.
And a glass of water.
Oh, jeez.
And what they did was, the first guy brushed his teeth, that said something about, we're such a team, this, that, and the other. Brushed his teeth, spit in the cup.
Oh.
They passed the cup all the way down to the final guy, and he drank after three other teammates had brushed their teeth.
Oh, that's so gross.
And he just bit in there, and he drank it.
God, like, did y'all win?
No, we got beat.
That makes it even worse.
We were like... When they did that, there's no way in hell we're beating these.
That is just disgusting.
They were like, it was the last guy drank it. The show.
Oh, screw that.
The camaraderie and the brotherhood that they had.
He is a sick puppy.
Everybody in the stand, I mean, everybody's like, their side's cheering away.
No.
And we're all like standing up, like gagging, bending over.
That is just disgusting.
Like, there's no way in hell we're going to beat these guys today.
And you lost. It did happen. Oh, man.
And they destroyed our will to compete with that skit.
Well, congratulations to Louisville, winners of the Bush's
Baked Bean Bowl. Good for them.
Delicious. All right, Dak Prescott has one guarantee for 2026. This is courtesy of Todd Atches. We get into the finest here.
Todd knows Dak very well, so it's probably pretty good.
So here is the quote from one Dakota Rain Prescott. Quote, I feel like the last few times I've said that were playoff losses, and this is we won't be back here in this spot, he said today, as the Cowboys are 6-8-1 and they're preparing for their game against the Commanders. Each year has its own troubles. Each year has its own highs, lows, ebbs and flows, and everything with it. The importance is controlling what you can. I'm doing my damnedest, controlling what I can. And as you get older, I think having more input, having more say-so, and being asked more questions from the front office. Maybe there's a little bit more that I can do, and it's not physically or me getting better at my game. Maybe it's speaking up and saying that this will help or I think this can help. Whatever it takes, once again, I'm going to do my damnedest and make sure that I'm influencing and encouraging everyone else around me, not just the players, to do the same. So maybe more of a say in personnel.
I don't know.
Hey, we need to go get this guy. We need to make sure we're spending a little bit more here on the defensive side of the football. Yeah. Help me out.
Well, does it? Yeah, listen. You could do far worse than having Dak Prescott trying to kind of help you out on some things. You know, I think he's a leader. I think people respect him. I think there's players at times that didn't respect Tony Romo. I think you have to have, as a quarterback, you have to have those guys go with you and. I think Dak has the respect of the people in the front office. And if Dak wants to walk in and, sit down and plop down and watch some tape of a guy playing, if it's a tackle or a defender, or you bring him in and you talk to somebody about, you know, with the 30-visit thing, and you have him talk to a couple of guys that, hey, is this our kind of guy? Is this a guy that Dak Prescott would like to have as a teammate? I think that's really important. I think Dak, the wins and losses for Dak, I mean, let's be honest, he has a pretty impressive career record of wins and losses. It just hasn't been with playoff success. And that's unfortunately, if he was quarterbacking in Arizona and had this kind of record, or quarterbacking in Cincinnati or someplace like that, they'd have a damn statue of him up there.
Oh, 100%.
But you're part of an organization where championships are. And let me tell you this. I think the 30-year drought, you know, or the 30-year non-championship or championship game, I think it weighs on him more than it did Tony Romo. I think when Tony Romo said, if this is as bad as it gets, you know what? I believe Tony Romo saying that. I believe it. I think this really does bother Dak Prescott.
Oh, I think it does, absolutely.
Jerry and Steven and all, people could say, well, it doesn't, you know, they don't give a damn and all that. But I think it does bother Dak. I think when he starts to see, you know, look at his career, where he was drafted, you know, where the number of wins, the big games, his first year, all these things, NFL Man of the Year, you know, all these things, these accolades, you know, Pro Bowls, you know, comeback player, you know, nobody's going to care about any of that stuff if he doesn't get him to an NFC Championship game and then potentially a Super Bowl.
No, yeah, absolutely.
And unfortunately, his career is just as good as guys that have played before him but just don't have the Super Bowl wins.
No, he doesn't.
And I think that's the unfortunate thing for him. Is I think there's going to be a time where we look back and we're going to say, wow, what a great career. But and it's unfortunate that so far it hasn't materialized. But I think that weighs on him very heavily. You know, and I think if he wants to get involved and help and do things to maybe help his cause a little more,
all for it.
I have no problem with him doing that.
Okay, let's hear it from Jerry here. This was Jerry Cut 3. And Sean and RJ were asking him this morning about that 30-year drought, right?
Yeah.
And Chop followed up with, you know, why should fans believe that change is coming for next season?
It has been. It has been different. And then sometimes it's worked better than others. But we've had different records over the last several years. We've had different personnel. And so it's what it is. That's when you go hunting, there's a good chance that you won't get any game. Or fishing, there's a good chance you might not catch some fish. But there's a chance that you can catch a fish. And we put it out there hard. We do things that can happen, that make things happen big time. I've done it. I've seen it happen. I know it works. And I've done it in a lot of things, not just football.
Hmm. So that was Jerry in regards to, I don't know. I mean, how does that give you any hope as a fan things are going to be different? I mean, you say it has been. The personnel has been different. Sure. Of course it has. Yeah. Records have been different. Absolutely. Yeah. But with Dak here saying that, and Dak has also talked about maybe a different Jerry, maybe a little bit more of a, hey, the gambler, if you will, maybe a little bit more of that guy coming back, because you've even talked about this as well. You know, he doesn't have – who knows when the end is here? Like,
We don't know. We're not guaranteed tomorrow. This gig might be our last
But if it's Dak stepping in, something's got to be different with how they're putting together the team. And a lot of texts are coming in, and of course, anytime you bring up Dak, it will. Well, then maybe
everybody hating him right now?
Maybe you shouldn't be. There's only so much money to go around. Maybe you shouldn't be the highest paid quarterback in football. Maybe you shouldn't have asked for $60 million. Fair, fine. But what the Cowboys have now conditioned you to think.
But he asked for $60 million, and who gave him
this? They gave that to him.
They gave that to him. So we all, let's be honest here, people who are texting in, if you go into your boss and ask for $100,000 and he says we can only pay you $70,000, is, you know, you've asked him for $100,000. Your hope is you'll get $100,000 out of this. I don't blame Dak or any of these players for going in, Micah Parsons, any of these players for going in and asking for that money. I don't blame them at all.
Absolutely not.
Because somebody is going to be willing. The Green Bay Packers were willing to give Micah Parsons $47 million. Do you think there's questions in Green Bay that, well, maybe he should have taken less? You know?
No.
Listen.
You're not going to get that.
Yeah.
The quarterback's going to get that. But I also think that some of this is the whole cap thing, the Cowboys, that's exactly what how they want you to feel about Dak.
Yeah.
When in reality, it's not necessarily true that they can't build another team that is better roster construction-wise around Dak because of that cap hit. They can. They can. Absolutely
can.
You hit on
Mozzie Smith, maybe Luke Schoonmaker, maybe some of these picks that all of a sudden, you know, that you've made or you've traded away, maybe it makes your team a little bit different. You know, my guy out there, Les Snead at the Rams, F them picks.
Yes.
F them picks.
That's what it is.
F them picks go. F them picks pick really good players in the third round.
Yep.
Fourth round, fifth round, they hit on guys. F them picks, when they get a first round pick, they go hit on a guy like
Verse.
We're
really good. We got a chance. Let's go get Von Miller.
Yeah.
We're really good. We got a chance. Let's go get Odell Beckham Jr.
Right.
That's putting together the best roster for one season at least to go out and win a championship. And that's the one thing that I think that they have not done, right? They're always planning for, okay, there's a future thing. We got to pay this guy, that guy. No. The window's here if you believe in Dak. They clearly do. And Dak doesn't have – he's also looking at his future. How many more years does he have? They just wasted his best one.
Yeah.
They just wasted a tremendous year of offense because they have a terrible defense.
Yeah.
And some of that is also they didn't get the ROI, the return on investment of guys that they've paid. Diggs, terrible re-sign. Injuries, a lot to do with that. Bland right now, not looking good.
Yeah.
Right? So guys that they've decided to pay, they also have not gotten the return on that. Terrence Steele right now, number two on the books, according to Over the Cap. Well, I mean, is he going to end up being a cap casualty? Yeah. So they put themselves in that position. But for Jerry to sit, I mean, he didn't really answer the question. You've got to go out there and prove that something's going to be different. It's hard. And his answer kind of alluded to, I shouldn't expect them to be aggressive in free agency. Now, others would say, and I know Brad's mentioned it on the postgame, he can't really believe everything that Jerry's going to say publicly.
Yeah.
But for him to say, like, I don't know, I can't tell you how much I'm going to spend in free agency, we'll spend something. But that's what's got to change. It's got to be everything. It's got to be the entirety of it.
How about this better overall evaluations? Whether you spend.
It's a good step.
And this is the problem that I have with the Cowboys. This is the problem. And I mentioned it. And I know people out there don't like Will McClay. I respect the F out of Will McClay.
Sure.
I really do. Because Will McClay has a really difficult job. He has to answer to three groups.
Yeah.
And everybody's always pissed off at him because of, well, you siding with the Joneses here. You're siding with the scouts. You're siding with the coaches. You know, if you had one guy making this, and if Jerry Jones wasn't 82 or 83 years old, maybe this would be different, you know? Maybe it would be different, but they solicit all these opinions. And I don't know how you come to the player evaluation. I'll say this about the Rams. Again, Les Snead, F them picks. Those scouts bring them the information, and it's the general manager and the coach and the team president make the choices of what they're going to do with their players.
Yeah, you need a single minded way of doing this.
And it might not just be, oh, let's hire a football guy to be the guy.
Maybe it's just Will. Let Will McClay
That's
run
what
it.
I'm saying.
Just let Will do it.
That's what I'm
and
saying.
We'll see.
Yeah.
It might not work.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's different. That's changing
would,
something.
No, that would be absolutely different because to me, I've been in that organization and seen them. I saw Jerry Jones stand up at the podium one time after a draft when they took DeMarco Murray. And the first thing they said about taking DeMarco Murray was Barry Switzer.
Yeah.
Hey, old Switz. No, there's some scouts that busted their ass to go to Norman, Oklahoma and do the work. And, you know, you're saying, oh, well, Barry Switzer? That's the problem with this place. There's too many people that have too many opinions.
Yeah, you need to cut the opinions out.
Yeah, and it just need to you need to take that thing and squeeze it down to three or four guys sitting in a room there, and you know the scouts bring in the information. Okay, we talk about a player, but then there's always somebody mad at somebody in that organization mm-hmm. because, well, God, they gave us this guy. And the problem is Will doesn't want to bring a player in that the coaches don't want to coach.
Yeah.
And then the coaches get mad because we're not good enough on pass rush because you brought these guys in for us, and mm-hmm. we can't win with these guys.
Sure. And then they think
that's
way too highly of their
change.
Own guys. That's absolutely what needs to change.
That's what needs to change.
Because for 30 years, you've done it with however their way is. They've got to win it their way, right? And it's listening, listening to this person, that person, him, her, all of these different opinions.
Larry Lacewell, Jeff Ireland, Tom Siskowski, Will McClay. Those things haven't changed. Those things haven't changed. There's always somebody in the chair that has to stand in the middle of the room and coordinate everything, and maybe at the end of the day has to give something up to make sure that somebody else
right.
is not breathing down his neck.
Yeah, we don't need to be caring about feelings here. We're trying to put together an NFL team, and if you don't like it, then fine.
Sorry
about it.
I agree.
We got one vision. They don't. It stopped being reactionary. Actually, have a plan in place.
Yeah,
right.
They have a plan. The plan is though we're going to solicit as many opinions as we can.
Yeah, that's too much. That's just listening to too many voices. And now you're clouded.
I think that if you want to know the biggest issue with the Dallas Cowboys, it's Jerry Jones. It's a blessing and a curse. He listens, but he listens too much.
Well, it's been a curse.
Yeah.
It's been a curse. It hasn't been a blessing. Maybe from a business side of things, it's been a blessing.
Yeah.
From a football standpoint, it has been a curse. And that's something that needs to change along those lines. I don't care. He can have the GM title. That's fine. But just let Will really be the one behind the scenes that handles all the football operations. Do something different. Because if it's going to be the same, then we're going to be sitting here next year, and we're going to be talking the same thing. And it's just on the hamster wheel over and over and over again. Let's get into the Expressway, brought to you by the On-Time Experts. We got G-Bag of the Day. We got LA Live. That's next here in the G-Bag Nation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, let's hit the Expressway, baby, brought to you by the On-Time Experts, just moments away from the G-Bag of the Day. We got LA Live coming up, and we got TD Tuesday at the top of the hour.
You
got
to hand me my list.
Oh, you got it. I gave it to you.
Where is it?
Oh, I don't know where you put it. Maybe you've been doodling on it. Have you been doodling?
This is old. This is an old show sheet from yesterday.
I left it.
Oh, you didn't even give it to me.
I did. I left it there for you.
Oh, here. Let me see.
I promise you I did.
I got to study this thing, because this could be chaos.
It could be chaos. If you need it, I can run and try and scramble to print out an extra one for you.
What could be chaos?
Me reading the TD Tuesday.
Oh, you're going to do a TD Tuesday?
I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Let's go to Alabama.
Alabama.
Let's go to Alabama.
Oklahoma.
I hope it is chaos.
I hope so, too.
Get ready, Lucius. There's going to be some chaos.
Get ready.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of chaos, we all love a good clapback sham, don't we? Brad's at it again on social media.
Who's he going after now?
This happened early this morning. This is...
Is it Nick Eatman and then Bob Sturm?
So Bob put something out, and I think that Brad then clapped back at Bob, and I think Nick might be here to... I don't know if he's clapping back at both, or it's just I'm clearing the air here. And if you toloed, then you heard Nick Harris give us this information in the post on Sunday. So you knew this, and I reiterated it yesterday, but... Bob said on the Tyler Smith move to left tackle, surely it is a pure coincidence they did his deal first before moving him to the more expensive real estate. I imagine there was no financial motivation whatsoever in the order of things. So Brad claps back. Or it wasn't the plan when they did the contract and they adjusted to what they saw, which everyone is complaining about the DC not doing. Honest to heaven, some of you are so blinded by Jones' hate that you look for conspiracies everywhere. Nick Eatman now replies to both.
Why does Nick jump in here?
Nick's going to add clarity. Maybe it's not hate, but serious snark. My thing is, just ask someone. Be the media guy you are and ask what happened, and someone would tell you they agreed in August. Guyton got hurt, and then Tyler's agent stopped the process because they knew they needed to keep negotiating with this possibility in place. My understanding is that they already have clauses in the deal for such a move, which does go ahead and hammers home what Nick Harris told us, told Will, told CA on Sunday, that indeed the Cowboys and Tyler Smith's agent had conversations about this and potentially moving him to left tackle if necessary prior to the deal being done, which was why they paid him what they paid him and made him the highest paid guard in football. So while I do agree with Bob on most of the Jerry criticism, this was not one of those, oh, now we can get a cheap left tackle deal.
Yeah.
That's not what this situation is.
No, I don't think so either.
Not at all.
No.
Not at all. The other thing, we did get the full injury report posted, but I just love Brad getting involved in some of this stuff, and we love
Brad
you, Brad.
I wish Brad would fix my Twitter account.
He needs to. If anybody could, it might be Brad. You need Brad to start clapping back at Elon Musk.
I think that Brad needs to reach out to Elon Musk, get my Twitter back. I haven't had it since December 8th. Please don't buy any crypto from me or anything else. I hope I just need to get my Twitter back.
Just get the Twitter back. This poor guy.
Please just let me. I'm a premium member.
He's trying. He's premium, baby. He's premium.
I'm trying. I pay my $11. Give me an opportunity
here. Give it to him. Give him his stuff. Yeah. Flannoy, Guyton, Overshown, all DNPs today. Otherwise, everybody was limited or full.
Okay.
DNPs on the commander side. Mariota with the hands. Yeah. Daron Payne with the back. Laremy Tunsil with the oblique. And then a linebacker.
So all those guys probably out for the Cowboys that DMP'd, right?
I think so, yeah.
Read me the names again, please.
It was Flannoy, Guyton, Overshown.
I would say those are all DMPs.
Right. Yeah. So I guess you'll have Tyler Smith play. And Tyler did say, I'm an all-pro guard. He didn't seem super thrilled to move it over to tackle. But I'm super thrilled. Let's send things into the Pimp Cup. Lucius Alexander.
Yeah. Check two. There we go. All right, yeah, G-Bag the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan 530. Y'all call him Clapback Brad or Clapback Sham?
Yeah, Clapback Sham.
Clapback Sham.
Okay. Or Brad.
Okay, or Brad.
Which one's better? Is Clapback Brad better or Clapback Sham?
I don't know. Just it caught my ear.
He's going to come walking through that door.
He's busted. He's going to kick our ass.
Clapback. You know, drag queen, that's drag queen slang, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah, that's drag queen.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it went mainstream. Shout out to RuPaul.
Oh, really?
Drag queen slang.
Is clapback in the Webster's Dictionary, you believe?
Maybe it's
I don't
in
know, but
dictionary.
it's definitely drag queen slang. Clapback, shade.
Shade.
Yeah, shading somebody, no shade to somebody, reading somebody. Yes, ooh, he read him.
Where
that's
did the glaze
drag queen
thing come
tea?
From?
Oh, that's tea. The internet.
That's the internet.
Because we got that today,
now,
right?
Yeah, and I had heard of glazing as a different deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Entirely.
Those donuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, those donuts are good.
Yeah, no shade. That's drag queen stuff. Slay. Yeah, all the stuff.
Oh, slay.
Yeah.
Slay queen.
Yeah. Slay queen, you go, girl. All right, my name is L.A., Lucius Alexander. If you see anything I should be playing, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Our winner and champ right here so far of G-Bag of the Day is a Chi-Town couple. Chi-Town. Caught a little road rage incident. They called the police, 911, and it's their commentary of the situation. That's why they get G-Bag of the Day.
Yeah, we're in Archer and Mead, and there's an accident here.
Road rage.
A guy's out of his car. One's in his car. There's a huge fight going on. Right now. Yes, that's the white one. Yeah, oh, he just threw a hammer at him.
Oh, no, it's an axe.
He just threw an axe at him. Oh, he just hit his car.
Her.
Yeah. Hey, Archer and Mead, you got to get here in a hurry.
Oh, God, they're probably going to kill each other.
He just rear-ended the pickup truck and his
oh, he's
and his
getting
bags
out.
Went off.
He's getting out.
Biggs.
Oh, no.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, no, don't hurry.
Oh, he's getting in his car now.
Oh, he's got
his... Holy
Ooh.
Everybody's ass is out. Please, don't get out, Tom. Do not get out.
Carl got on out.
Yep.
Carl's not protecting himself at all. Don't get out. They're hitting each other with hammers. Pants are falling down, Carl. What are you doing, bro? All right, let's see here. I got some stuff, some John Blaze for you boys. I wonder if I can get that mouse over here. All right. New Sacramento State head coach, Alonzo Carter, I believe his name is.
Okay.
He wants to get that Google me phrase. You ever remember that coach said Google
Indiana.
Me? Yeah. Well, he was like, that dude is stepping on my phrase. That's me. I came up with Google me back in the 90s, bro.
Might be new to me. And he was saying it. He says it now. And I'm mad because I should have copyrighted. I've been saying Google me. Any coach that know me, I was telling cats that back in the 90s.
Stop.
Toot that. Whenever Google came out, I was saying Stop, Google bro. Me. So, if you don't know me, Google me. Indiana coach, you Google me.
Indiana coach.
Stole my stuff, but that's all right.
What is he doing, a comedy routine?
It sounds like he's at the improv.
He is. Stole my bit.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I've been saying Google me. Yeah. Way back in the 90s,
way back in the 90s.
They don't know about your unk.
They don't know about old unk.
You owe me royalties.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Arizona's quarterback. What's his name?
Kyler Murray?
No, Jacoby.
Oh, Jacoby Brissett. Oh, I forgot. Yes, Jacoby.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. He's working with a new center this week.
Oh, no.
You know what he's focused on when working with a new center?
The balls.
Darren, kind of, what's that process like of seeing a new center?
I'm trying to feel his butt. You know, really, that's all it is, you know?
Yep.
I'm just trying to feel his butt.
Just feeling it up, you know?
Yep.
That thing of the glutes.
Trying to feel his butt. You know, really, that's all it is, you know?
Nah, I don't know, fam.
Yeah, no, I haven't been there.
I don't.
Trying to feel his butt.
I'm just trying to feel his butt.
You know what, though? How about this one? There's something bad they always say. This is what they always say. Like, the next thing he's probably asking is a question if you wanted to follow up. And he would answer then, you know, you got to ride the center there.
Yeah.
You got to ride the center.
It's an awkward one.
And that, and that's the, you know, and what they're talking about is you got to stay with it. When they're coming off the ball, you got to stay with it. You got to ride the
Keep
center.
Keep those hands there.
Yeah. And so that's always one of those awkward things when you hear somebody talk about, yeah, I just got to ride the center there.
Yeah. Sir, what'd you say?
Excuse me?
Yeah. Yeah, you tap him right there under his, right there on his butt. Let him know when I want to get that ball.
I'm here. I'm here. Here I am.
Yep. Foul. Let's go, boy.
Yep.
Let's go. Let's go. Hit him right there. Now, this is not one, but shout out to the HEB in Burleson.
Winner.
Did you see them go viral for this?
Uh-oh. Oh,
whole lot of people in line with their carts filled up for food and all the other good stuff for the holidays.
So. Those HEBs are slamming.
Yeah. These are facts. They got parking people outside.
Do they now?
Yeah. The one in Irving, this like one of the HEB spinoff or one of their little grocery stores.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had parking people out there the other day. I was like, good God.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, the computers were down. Listen what happened.
Oh, no.
All right, guys. ATV, we love you, having you as our customers. Thank you for waiting with us. Unfortunately, the computers are not coming back up right now. So today, everything that you have, we are going to back you up. And we hope every one of you have a very Merry Christmas and continue to shop with us.
Woo!
Dude. That is
I'm
awesome.
I'm turning back around, bro. I'm going back in there like a supermarket sweeps.
So anything,
that was dangerous.
Anything in the cart is yours.
It's
move on.
Yours.
Man.
You got to trust that all these people are good people. And
that's
we're not
what
about
I'm
to
saying,
start having
fam.
Like a madhouse.
I'm sending people back.
Yeah.
Go get that ham. Get that turkey.
But is it just people in line?
People in the lines.
Man.
Hope you have some officers to police this.
Yeah.
I mean, that's ballsy. But
this is chaos.
I mean, I'd like to think we have good Samaritans.
I would just put one attendant at each line, right? Yeah. Just have somebody watching that line.
Good luck.
Yeah, we're not going back for seconds.
That's what I'm saying. This supermarket sweeps for me. Telling lady, like, you hold this spot
guys
right here.
Grocery games.
I'm going back to the meat section.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Imagine the people that were buying like the holiday.
Yes.
The
what a blessing.
Rib.
Boom. Yes. Got you.
Yeah.
They get the honey baked hams.
Not Bro, I'm talking about the tomahawks.
Oh, you're going
I'm talking about the heavies. I'm talking about the heavies.
Some crab legs.
We're having prime rib. Say we're having prime rib and we went out and spin it because the HEB's got the prime rib.
Ooh.
We just hit them for maybe a couple of hundred bucks on that prime
rib.
That's
a big win. Good job with that holiday shopping.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, that's beautiful right
there.
Shout
out to HEB, though, by the way.
Yeah, that's beautiful stuff.
That's better than Twitter.
Freeze! Nobody move!
Yeah. All right.
Let me see your hands. Yeah. Whatever you got, it's not what I'm going to get you.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Should I play another one?
Yeah, you should play another one.
I got a little time. Everybody's out there shopping. Should I go to this young woman shopping on a Zoom court? I'll go to this Zoom court crash
Zoom
out.
Zoom
court crash out. This man right here was like, give me 80 years because I'm not going to cooperate.
Mr. Terry, do you speak English, sir?
What you think?
Ooh.
Is it direct? Yeah. Why would you ask some like that?
Whoa.
Dad, did you want me to mute the booth?
Nah, he's going to have to answer my questions. If not, I won't do it today and he can sit for another day. Until I hear his case. Mr. Terry, do you speak English?
Yes.
Are you a citizen of the United States?
No, I'm a citizen of Mars.
Oh no.
I'm going to jail.
Are you a citizen of the United States, sir?
What the fuck you think?
Oh.
All right, we're going to hold this over tomorrow. I'm not going to stand for Mr. Terry's conduct.
Mr. Terry is going to miss Christmas.
Oh, Terry.
Christmas. Where's Terry Uncle Terry?
Yeah, Mr. Terry might not want to leave.
You just got to play the game, Terry.
Yeah, my grandma said he must have a boyfriend there or something. Keep going back.
Oh, yeah. Hold my pocket.
Keep going back. All right, that's it, brother.
All right, is it the champ? Couple narrating the road rage accident. Is it the Sac State coach? Just Google me, Jacoby Brissett.
I created that phrase too, by the way. I'm the first one to say Google me.
He's the Google guy.
I promise.
Jacoby Brissett and the Butts. Is it the HEB in Burleson? Or is it the Zoom court crash out? Ooh, this is going to be tough, fellas. I think I'm going to rock with, give me the champ on this one, Brian. What say you?
I'm going to vote for Sac State.
Okay. 1-1, Lucius.
Yeah, me too, man. Sac State. Google me, bro.
Woo!
I came up with that first.
I am. I like the energy. I might send some NIL money to Sac State.
Congratulations.
Now. I'm digging their energy.
He's done it by a vote of 2-1. Sac State coach, just Google me, baby. I created that. That is our new G-Bag of the Day champion. Lucius will replay that every day at 2:20 here in the G-Bag Nation. But let's do a little LA Live.
All right, it is a Toxic Tuesday. It is Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
It's a Toxic Tuesday edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares. It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toast. It'll make you dance to some of everything.
Brought us over to study.
Everybody get high.
Oh damn!
What happened?
My mouse got lost. Here we go.
We were already told some of the names that were on this Epstein list. One of the names we were told was Stephen Hawking.
Oh no,
that's a real name. We were really told. Yeah, seriously. And I just want to stand here and say that somebody took Stephen Hawking to the island. You know, like they. They really make it sound like he blew in the straw and drove himself there. Do we all remember what Stephen Hawking? Any of us could have taken him anywhere. What's he gonna do? He was an air fryer with teeth, for God's sake. Yeah. The six people, it would have taken six people to get that chair up onto a plane alone. Those six people, those are the criminals, you know? They didn't have to take him. They didn't have to listen to him when he's sitting there in his chair like, island. Like, no, Stephen. No, you're not going. Write another book about string theory, you mutant.
For Tuesday, December 23rd, 2025. It is a Toxic Tuesday edition of LA Live. Welcome in, folks. Shout out to the first time, last time, and long time listeners of this station. LA Live is brought to you by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Yes. The Department of Justice has released thousands upon thousands of files related to the Jeffrey Epstein investigation. There's photos. Like Bill Clinton in the hot tub. You seen that photo?
I did see that one.
Bill Clinton in the hot tub.
The problem is now I just don't know what's real.
Facts. 100%. All of that, what you just said. And him and it was Bill Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein wearing those Versace shirts. You see in that photo?
Yes.
That was really his friend. They out there with Versace shirts on. It was all like unbuttoned a little bit. The boys like they had a time.
Oh, I bet they did.
Look like Puff Daddy and Mace. There's videos of parties that look like surveillance videos. Like either he had his own surveillance videos going on in there or somebody was watching him. I don't know, but surveillance, court records, emails, flight records. Man, Kevin Spacey pop up in the names.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you don't want Kevin Spacey be popping up in your names right now to help you out. He's not going to help your case. He's not going to help you. Well, Kevin Spacey was there. Everything was okay.
Oh, okay. That's not going to happen. Yeah, great.
Michael Jackson popped up in a few photos. Now, you got the Michael Jackson's estate. They're mad. Like, hey, you're misrepresenting our guy. Yeah. Mick Jagger popped up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this Jeffrey Epstein dude likes celebrities. He's a big celebrity guy, yeah. Apparently.
Yeah.
Walter Cronkite.
Get out of here.
Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah, wow.
Walter Cronkite. But you never know, you know, the nature of your visit.
He's reporting the news.
True. It's journalistic.
Chris Tucker even popped up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he explained himself, though. Chris Tucker was like, hold on, man.
You knew Jeffrey Epstein, didn't you?
Now, I did. We flew Bill Clinton and a lot of different,
don't mention my name, bro.
Yeah.
Humanitarian trip to Africa. Yeah. And I met him on that trip because it was his plane. I didn't know who plane we was getting on, but it was a whole bunch of dignitary people. We was with a delegation. And yeah, I met him and you know, you don't know people, what they do in their private lives. So, yeah.
But yeah, tell me this, Chris. You was on this private plane and you could tell that it was a private plane because they called it, was it Lolita Express?
Oh, oh yeah, it was a private plane. Yes, no. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
But wait a minute. You didn't never go to that island, did you?
No. No,
no, no, no.
I don't know where that thing is.
No. I'm laughing off too. Yeah, Chris Tucker explaining himself out here, man. Still waiting on that Friday. That money. What was he supposed to do? Didn't Trump like say green light this movie? We need another one.
Oh, yes, he did. Was it Rush Hour?
Yeah,
it was Rush Hour.
Yeah,
he was a big Rush Hour fan.
Yeah. Come on, man. Don't take Rush Hour away from us. Yeah. Hold on. And I seen this morning. There was a letter allegedly from Epstein to Larry Nassar. You guys remember Larry Nassar?
Yes. He was the guy, was it the doctor
Michigan
at Michigan
State?
State?
Yes, bro.
Oh,
and
gosh.
The Olympic girls and Allie Raisman and everything.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. So I went half my day saying, did Jeffrey Epstein really write Larry Nassar a letter while in prison? Wow, that's freaky. But then later, FBI said, that's fake. It's a hoax. If you believe that. I don't know, man. But why would Epstein write that dude a letter? That's crazy to think that half of the day. All day I was thinking, my gosh, this dude wrote that man a letter. But the FBI said it's not real. So, hey, I got to go with what they say at this point. Because what do I know?
No, we really don't know anything anymore.
Wow. No, you don't know anything. You don't know what's real, really. I try to figure out what's real sometimes, but I don't even know.
All right. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Toxic Tuesday. Got some toxic stories you couldn't tell by that Jeffrey Epstein stuff.
Oh, I'm ready.
Two more bodies were found in the Houston Bay, Houston Bayous yesterday. Bayous. it's not a funny story. Two more bodies were found in the Houston swamps yesterday.
The gators didn't eat them?
Apparently not. One body was found in a downtown area. The other was on the south side area. This makes 31 bodies this year have been found in those swamps out there in Houston. People in Houston think they got a serial killer in their hands.
Mm.
But apparently a whole lot of bodies always wind up in those swamps.
Yeah.
Always happens every year. I think last year was 20-some-odd people.
Jeez.
Yeah, now it's 31. Death ranges from drug-related drownings to blunt force trauma. That's an attack.
Yeah, that's an attack.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then there's a long list of cases just remain unsolved about these bodies that they're pulling out those bayous out there.
Ooh.
Yeah, so do you have a serial killer out there, Houston? What's going on? There's a San Antonio woman was arrested in Mississippi for allegedly placing razor blades and fishing hooks in bakery items.
What?
At two different Walmarts.
Oh, come on.
She got arrested for causing mayhem.
No kidding.
Mayhem. Yeah, I don't know what she was thinking, man. She crashed on out. Putting razor blades and fishing hooks in different bakery items and just leaving. It's not like you want to see the victim bite it and you're like, no satisfaction. Just leaving. Whole lot of people found their razor blades in there, but nobody was hurt. No one was hurt.
That's shocking.
100%. Really shocking, yeah.
Bite into that thing, and next thing you know, you got a hook in your mouth.
Yeah. Shout out to San Antonio, stand up. That's how y'all getting down. South Oak Cliff. That's my hood. Shout out to y'all in your championship.
Mm-hmm.
You guys definitely seen the story about the 18-year-old South Oak Cliff football player.
Yes.
Who allegedly accidentally shot his teammate in the neck while celebrating the championship. Just hours after the championship.
Yeah. I mean, what's going on here? Dallas home.
Why do you have a rifle? If you're celebrating a win, you know, put something else in the air. Yeah. But not a bullet. Buddy was holding a rifle and turned towards the victim. He thought the thing was on safety, apparently.
Yeah.
Heard his name and it discharged, shot the guy in the neck. We, at this moment, don't know what condition he's in. You know, but
I mean, you get shot in the neck.
I mean,
I think critical condition, but you don't, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a friend in a junior high school named Brandon. Shot himself in the neck. Scared the hell out of us. Seventh grade, man. Shout out to Brandon. That's my dude. I was looking for him the other day on Facebook. I found his brother, but couldn't find him. He's still alive, by the way, when I say he shot himself in the neck. Shot himself with a .22.
Wow.
Yeah. Talked to him about it. He said he just felt burned. He just burned.
Burned.
Just burned, bro. That's dad problems. That's boy problems if you're a boy dad.
Yeah.
This type of stuff. Accidentally shot my friend, dad. Damn.
Oops, sorry.
Boys get into some weird stuff,
trying
man.
Trying to have fun.
Yep. Boys get into some weird, weird things, bro. Sometimes the things don't make no damn sense. Let me hear this one time. Clear my palate of some. I like this song. When things aren't making sense to me, I play this. Don't make no damn sense. This don't make no damn sense. All right. Yeah, shout out to y'all, man. I hope you... those families.
Absolutely.
Especially that kid. Even the kid that discharged the gun. Yeah, it's traumatizing for everybody there. Now you think about your championship, you got to think about that guy.
Yeah, it leaves just a bad asterisk on that.
A bad night. Really, really bad night. And are you talking about stories that you don't know if they're real or fake? Seeing this one, we're looking for Toxic Tuesday stories, and I thought this was fake AI for sure. That I let it sit for 3 weeks. I couldn't believe I saved it. I said, one day I'm going to look it up and see if it's real deal, Holyfield. It happened, bro. It really happened.
Okay.
A Pittsburgh lawyer was charged back in 2018 with multiple felonies for abusing his puppy.
Oh, no.
He abused his puppy.
Not
his puppy. Puppy was named Snoopy.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Great name for a dog.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you hear this story that I heard. It's crazy.
Attorney Ivan Deverin is accused of sexually abusing his dog.
What? Police have charged.
Whoa.
Pittsburgh environmental lawyer Ivan Deverin with 10 felony counts of aggravated animal cruelty, 10 counts of sexual intercourse with an animal, and possession of heroin, cocaine, and marijuana. Police say Deverin sexually abused his dog, Snoopy, who is a six-month-old yellow lab.
And then on the news report, they show a dog just sitting in the bed, smiling, just having a great time. You know, just all posed up like a dog.
Doesn't know.
Hey,
that's so sad.
Why do you look so concerned, bro? Oh,
that's
so amazing, man. Concerned, bro.
Deverin lives and works in his apartment in Azimuth Court in Highland Park. According to detectives, a witness told them they overheard the sexual abuse happening at least 10 times.
Oh, what does that mean?
10 times you heard this?
How does that mean?
Somebody step
up. Dude, come on. This is a poor six-month-old puppy.
God.
How does that happen? How do you know that's what you heard?
I guess in hindsight?
You knock on the door?
Something was going on.
Maybe the door, I mean, the mailman was walking by. I didn't know the dog was getting abused.
I got cries.
On February 1st, detectives removed Snoopy from Devereaux's apartment
and
took him to a veterinary hospital. Police say the veterinarian told them the dog has some injuries but is otherwise healthy.
Devereaux is 61 years old. He turned himself into police today, and right now he is being processed at the Allegheny County Jail.
Wow. You're not ballsacking us with this?
That's real, bro.
That's terrible. That's ruined my day.
How do you do that?
I don't know. I can't wrap my mind around it.
Okay, we found heroin.
There's
cocaine,
so much going on there.
There's no good reason. The guy's obviously got some big time issues with the drug stuff.
Yeah.
What is that called if you like dogs? Is that something?
Like beastophilia?
Is that
bestiality?
Because I know, like, if you like the farm animals, that's a little buggery. What do you call it if you like dogs and stuff?
What do you call that?
Dogs? You gotta have
buggery.
If you like animals,
yeah,
like horses and stuff.
Yeah,
it's old buggery.
Yeah, it's
zoophilia. We practice buggery on this farm. we practice a little buggery around here.
I didn't know that.
That's messed up.
I thought it was bestiality.
Yeah, so the term of a sexual attraction to animals, including dogs, is zoophilia.
Zoophilia.
The term for the actual act is bestiality.
You're breaking my...
Okay, yeah, see, that's crazy, man. I could not believe that was a real story, but it is. The animal cruelty and sexual abuse charges were withdrawn by the prosecutors as a part of a negotiation on the plea
for
deal.
What?
Yes, bro, they dropped
the
charges.
So the dog couldn't step up and say anything?
They dropped the charges, bro.
That's disgusting. This guy.
He pled guilty to drug possession, discharging a firearm, and disorderly conduct. Yeah, disorderly conduct. My God. Sentenced to 4 years and 3 months. Probation!
Probation.
Man.
Probation!
Nope.
I hope karma comes for that, man.
Nope.
Couldn't believe that was a true story.
Nope.
That's terrible. I wish it was not true.
Or Michael Vick then, huh?
Yeah. Vice.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah. Again, this is Toxic Tuesday.
Yeah, going to jail.
It's toxic.
LA Live. Shout out to the first time, last time, and long time listeners
of
this station. It's just Toxic Tuesday. Only do this on Tuesday, okay? Only do this on Tuesday.
Just Tuesday.
Yeah, long time listeners.
I'm pretty sure everybody's. That was a horrendous story at the very end.
It was very much like something we would lead into LA Live.
Dawson would.
The other day.
Yeah, all right, let's send it back into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius Alexander with LA Live.
Yeah. 6-month-old lab. That man just couldn't keep that hands off that dog. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be back tomorrow on a Christmas Eve, and I promise to have some better content for you. It's going to be Christmas vibes, news stories, news bloopers, Christmas stuff.
Okay, the news bloopers are always fantastic.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm looking forward to that. That's going to uplift the mood.
Yeah, keep a laugh on your face, but today is Toxic Tuesday, and I got to stay true to the brand. I holla.
That was toxic. Thank you so much. That was a tough dismount, and I look forward to hearing the bloopers tomorrow. Shout out to all our first-timers. Who's the guy that sounds like he has a sinus problem? Probably me, 972. I apologize for that. It's going around. Okay, it is time, though. Brian's been prepping his body.
I have been.
And his mind. Let's see if his soul's ready. It's time for T.T. Tuesday, the best college and pro touchdowns from the weekend in football. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.